Thank you for calling On Mic Tough. My name is Simaya. May I please have your email?
Email? Okay. Could you take my address instead? Email would be patwren at gmail.com. Is that what you want? Patricia
Thank
Wren.
You.
Patricia Wren.
Thank you. What's your name and address?
Okay, it's Patricia Wren, R-E-N-N. 16833 Yoho Road, Sparks, Maryland, 21152.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I located your account with the CryoFreeze Hemp CPD Oil and the Omax 3 Omega. You get one every 3 months and the other every 60 days. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi. Let me put you on speaker so I can look at my papers more easily. Okay, so I got the package today, and it says CryoFreeze Hemp, and it's 150 milligrams. That's what the paper says, too, right? Initially, okay, the last one I got was hemp, but it was 500 milligrams, and it came in a dark, like a black color, black roll-on as opposed to the white. So anyway, the old one that I've almost used up, the label, I haven't opened it because I wanted to confirm that it's going to be what I want. The older one I have does say 150 milligrams CBD. This one says 150 milligrams hemp CryoFreeze. Do you have the CBD? Is that a different product? That's the one I wanted.
Give me one moment, ma'am. So, only thing that changed was the label on it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
The milligrams are the same. The label of my old one that I wanted, I explained to the person that I didn't want the CryoFreeze hemp that says 500 milligrams. Because I didn't like the smell, and I used it on my shoulder, so it's close to my nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
I like the old one. It has a more mint-like flavor scent. That's the CBD, CryoFreeze CBD. So today in the mail, I got the light-colored bottle, but instead of saying CBD, it says hemp in large letters, and I would want to confirm that I haven't opened it. I don't want to open it and smell it if this is not the product that I explained I wanted. The label.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, ma'am. Let me seek some assistance regarding that, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I'm still waiting for some assistance regarding this information. Give me one moment, okay? No, I'm still waiting for the assistance regarding the information. Give me one moment.
I'm looking at It says on the one that I wanted to replace, it says under items, it gives the numbers OMWUP2OTS, and that was dated 8/4/22, and that was, I guess that was for the capsule, so I don't have the right paper in front of me, but I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, never mind. I'll speak to somebody who might have a clearer idea of what the difference between CBD and hemp is, because that's the issue.
I think that's what the general question. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to ask to see.
Right.
I'm trying to ask, did they change the label, anything on it, or ask, does it still come in there, and the company changed the label? That's what my supervisor is looking up now.
Oh,
give me one moment, okay?
Sure, thanks.
Yes, I apologize, by the way. I'm still waiting for their assistance. Give me one moment.
You've got all the paperwork. I don't need to go looking for that stuff.
No, ma'am. You don't have to, miss. I'm still just waiting for their assistance. Give me one moment. I'm trying to place another request through so that I get some assistance. Give me one moment. I apologize, by the way. I'm still waiting for their assistance. I have to let the customer know we're here every 30 seconds, so please don't be annoyed by that, ma'am.
No, I'm just sitting here. I'm fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you don't have awful music on. Elevator music. Weather like where you are?
The weather is not bad. Well, I'm in Alabama, so it's a little chilly, but it's not bad at all.
Buffalo, New York. York is under 4 feet of snow. We're getting there.
Yeah. I definitely saw that. I saw that in the news. I definitely pray for them because that's very cold.
Yeah, and dangerous. It was
very. Yeah, my father, he used to live in Missouri and Ohio, so we used to get the act effect of it. But that's pretty much it. But Alabama, we don't get snow at all. I think the lowest right now is like 50 degrees. So.
Ah, okay. That sounds very nice indeed. We had. We had 60 some yesterday. And
is it snow where you are?
No, thank goodness. I don't like the snow.
Right. See, I don't even know how to drive in ice or snow.
Yeah. I don't know how to drive in it either. I've been in icy situations, and a long time ago I skimmed the car and I got out to see if I damaged it, and it wasn't damaged at all. It was just because of the snow or the ice on the car, there was no damage, but made me think I don't belong out here.
That is correct, ma'am. So, I mean, that's very good. My father, when he used to work as a pastry chef in Missouri, he used to get in accidents at least 2 or 3 times a week when it was snowing there in Missouri. So it's pretty bad.
Wow.
But.
Did he ever hurt?
No, he never was hurt. The car maybe like a little dent, but nothing major, because he knew how to like maneuver it, I guess. So,
I don't know what the trick is. You're supposed to let the car lead the way.
I couldn't even tell. I think you're supposed to let the car slide, then wait until it's like go back into control.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. but she did answer me, ma'am. Regarding this product, it's been changed for a while, ma'am. They changed the label. It's going to say hemp on it, but it still has CBD product in it.
Okay.
They just took the CBD off the label. That's what the corporate did.
That's what they told you just now?
Correct, ma'am. That's what my supervisor just told me. But it still has CBD in it. They just changed the name on the outside label.
Okay, but the scent, I just didn't like that strong. It is rather an unpleasant scent compared to the one that said CBD. Can I order the old version, or it's not available?
Actually, ma'am, all of them is going to say cryo-freeze hemp on it. It does have the CBD product in it, but obviously, you know, it comes by a different dosage.
Yeah.
That's only thing that's pretty much it, ma'am. It would just be the dosage.
Okay.
Now, we do have one for, because right now you're getting, is that 1,500 milligram?
150 milligram is the
150.
New one.
We do have a, let's see, I think this is 500 milligram.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the one I have. It's got the white top, but the base of it is 500. It says hemp 500 milligram, and I don't like the scent. It's strong. It does have a menthol scent, but it wasn't as nice as the old the CBD. The old CBD.
Do you know how much the old one was? How many milligrams on it again?
150. I have it here. It's practically empty. It's probably empty.
Wait, I'm trying to see. Like, give me one moment. Mm-hmm. Well, we do have the 151, but it's an all white bottle. It's just a pain relief hemp on. Do you want to test that one out?
No, I want it just to say CBD.
Oh, no, but all of them, no, it's not going to say CBD on it. It's the only ones that's going to say CBD on it, that's the gel, the cryo-free CBD Sport. And
there's a gel.
Right, it doesn't come on the roll-on. And with the CBD Sport, that is 300 milligrams in it.
Oh, okay, well. I probably will open. I didn't open it. That's why I called. I didn't want to open this jar that, or the roll-on that just came, because if it smelled too different, I didn't want to keep it. What is the return policy? Can you tell me that?
Well, for that product, we can refund back 50% off that, and you could just keep the product.
Oh, I see. Well, should I open it and smell it now? Would you give me a discount if I don't like the smell? If I like it, I'd be honest.
Okay. It's just the only issue is if you don't like it, because the product has to be unopened.
Yeah, that's the point. 50% off if it's
It's just a, if you don't want to return the product, I can still refund back the 50% on the account. But if you do still want to return it, it cannot be unopened, so you'll get no refund.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So,
does that make sense? I don't want to confuse you.
I'm a little confused. Okay. I have not opened it yet, but I do want to keep it if I like it. So it's going to be opened. And if I decide, no, I don't like it anymore, then, see, I still have the black, the one that has the black base and says hemp. It does not say anything about CBD. It's 500 milligrams. I don't like it. Now, if I open this, it could smell just like the one that I like, which says CBD. But if it doesn't smell nice and I don't want to keep it, but it's been opened,
Can't reset the return of it, ma'am. It has to be unopened.
Yeah, but under what situation do I get 50% off?
If you open it and if you don't want to return it, I can refund back 50% to you. But if you do open it and you don't like it, I can't refund it because you opened the product.
Right, but 50% off would alleviate the pain.
Yes, now I understand what you're saying, ma'am. So if you want to open the product and you still feel like you don't like it, you don't have to return it. You're more than welcome to keep it, and I can refund back the 50% off of it.
So I'm going to open it right now. Too bad I'm not on YouTube or whatever that is, but I'm going to open it there. Did you hear it open? I'm opening it. It doesn't have any scent at all. It's interesting.
Isn't the one that you're opening, it's only 150 milligram, right?
It's 150.
Yes, ma'am. It's a lower dosage, so I'm pretty sure that's probably the reason why it doesn't have that strong smell to it. It's a lower dosage.
Okay, I'll keep it. It doesn't have any smell. I hope it works. I hope it does the job. But I'm surprised it doesn't have any scent at all. Yeah, okay. We're good. I just didn't want to open it.
Of course. I understand, ma'am.
Really,
is there?
So, because it said hemp, but I thought maybe it was the hemp scent that really was disturbing. Well, it was good talking with you. Stay warm in Alabama, okay?
You too, ma'am. If there is nothing else, thanks for calling on Meg's Health.
Okay. Bye bye. Bye.